Ahoy.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
May I speak at the Dick Jackie tree?
Jeez. How many times we got to play Ring Around the Rosie here, Sarita? You're speaking with Stan, the disc jockey.
Uh-huh.
What can I do for you, sweetheart?
Uh-huh. I was just wondering, how did your vacation go?
Oh, I had a wonderful... Thank you for asking, Sarita. I had a wonderful vacation. Did you go on a vacation this year?
Yes, I did. And I think it's wonderful that you had a nice vacation.
Thank
that
you.
Was free of racism.
Wait a second. Did you have a vacation full of racism?
Well, I just imagine that you probably don't have issues with racism.
I don't think that I have any issues with racism. I try to get along with everybody, and I try to stay out of trouble. I was in New York. I spent some time in Harlem, Sarita.
What do you want to go, Meta?
No.
Well, I went up to visit my cousin in Aiken, South Carolina.
Aiken, South Carolina. That's a beautiful part of the country.
I went up there to visit my cousin and her family, my cousin Pamolive.
What's your cousin's name?
Pamolive.
Okay, Pamolive.
Uh-huh. And we went up there, and you know, we wanted to have some recreational opportunities,
okay.
And they have some outlet stores, and in particular, Pamela asked me to accompany her to the outlet store because she liked to go to the Sansibel outlet.
Okay. Yes.
But Pamela. she's done very well for herself.
Really? Okay, good.
She is still married to
good.
A very successful man.
Good.
Who was just so happened to be a district manager for a chain of shoe stores.
Good, good. Excellent. Why are you telling me all this, Sarita?
Because they live in what they call a gated community.
I understand that. We have a lot of gated communities down here as well. We also have a lot of trailer parks. Pamolive and her husband and family live in a gated community in South Carolina.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, my experience with racism.
Oh, here we go. You know, you're the biggest racist that I know.
I'm going to pretend you didn't say
well,
that.
I've heard you. You got an opinion about everybody, every ethnicity, every religion, every all this stuff. Your experience with racism. I'm sorry.
At the Sansibel store?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm not a fan of their product.
nor am I.
But as a...
Get a nice slack.
But as a mother, I like to carry a big old bag because you never know when you're going to need something.
Sure.
And the whole time I'm at the Sansibel outlet store with my cousin Pamolive.
Yes.
This little old white boy following me around. Can I help you? Can I help you? Can I help you?
That's their job.
Well, it's racist.
It is not racist. You know what? In the retail industry, some work on commission. Some are required to go and address the person. They don't want somebody just loitering around in their store, especially if they're carrying around a big, giant bag that comes in empty and out full.
And as I'm strolling the premises, and I got this little follow me around.
Hey,
I see
I'm talking about? Listen to you.
I see another one. On a walkie-talkie, looking at me, talking into the walkie-talkie.
Sure.
Like that's supposed to get to me. So that was my first experience of racism in South Carolina.
Yeah, that's not racism. That's called keeping an eye on people coming into the store, whether they're white, black, Asian, Puerto Rican, Hispanic, what doesn't matter.
And then one of the other
racism.
Things I wanted to do while I was on vacation in Aiken, South Carolina, I've started an Insta photo page.
You mean an Instagram page?
Whatever they call it, Instabook.
Yeah.
But I wanted to document my trip and have my photograph taken at the various sites in the various areas of Aiken.
With Instagram?
Yes.
You got followers? How many followers do you have on Instagram?
I don't know what that means, sir. I just wanted photographs to document my travels.
Kind of like a travel log.
Yes, I wanted to have a photograph of me at all the various locations where James Brown had been arrested in Aiken.
There's a few.
and a white man in a pickup truck come by and yell at me to get out of the road.
Yes, yes.
And I yelled back at him, "This is not the 1960s, you racist mother."
Hey, Serena, don't you understand? Look, in this day and age, they still have crosswalks that you have to use. You're in the middle of the road taking pictures of all the spots where James Brown got arrested, and somebody is trying to get through on a road. You're not using a crosswalk. In fact, you're not even walking across the road. You're standing in the middle of the road. It has nothing to do with racism.
You know, there's a big feud goes on between Aiken, South Carolina, and Augusta, Georgia, as to who had more James Brown arrest locations.
All right. So you're standing out in the middle of the road. A pickup truck is beeping at you.
And he had the nerve.
The unmitigated gall.
A grown woman to get out of the road.
Yes, get out of the road. I would have done the same thing to you, Serena, and it has nothing to do with racism.
It all has to do with racism.
It has to do with safety. It has to do with safety.
And I told you, Pomona live in a gated community.
Yeah, so?
And they have a lovely community pool, and so I wanted to take my 7 children and her 8 children and go down to the community pool.
Yeah, okay. So you got about 17 people trying to come in. You know, you got to get a key. I have, like, at my place, you got to have a key to get in.
Paul Marlow had this look like a credit card.
Yeah, you got those too, yep. And it unlocks the magnets.
And then you just hold the door open for everybody.
You're really not supposed to abuse it like that. And I know at my place, Sarita, they'll tell you that anybody under the age of 18 is not supposed to use the jacuzzi. Everybody that is unable to swim, stay down the shallow end of the pool.
That's all well and good, sir. But I get there and the kids immediately start doing cannonballs.
You can't do that!
And everything was fine.
Well, the kids were doing cannonballs.
I was wearing a nice summer dress. And as you know, mm-hmm. I have problems with bunion.
Yeah. Yep.
And so I have to wear corrective footwear at all times.
You got to take it off. Did you wear it in the pool? You got to take it off to go in the pool.
Well, I hadn't planned on going in the pool, but the kid says, "Oh, come on, Auntie Sarita, get in the pool." I said, "Well, what's the harm?"
Yeah, what's the harm of going into the pool with a summer dress and corrective footwear into a pool while the other kids are going around doing cannonballs in a community, gated community pool, and you're taking over?
Well, they want me to get in there so they could do chicken fights. And they were just, you know, they were just trying to hit each other with plastic baseball bats like kids do.
This is a community pool. This isn't the above ground circular pool in somebody's backyard. This is a community pool where there are residents who pay association dues for a nice day around the pool. And let me guess, you're going to tell me that racism became involved in this.
Along come this shirtless white man.
Called a lifeguard.
I don't think he's no lifeguard.
You know what?
He just say that he happened to be a member of the homeowners association.
Right? Sure.
And he approached me and said, "Ma'am, I need you to get out the pool now."
Mm-hmm. I would have said the same thing.
And I said, "Sir, before you address me, you need to go put a shirt on."
He's at the pool.
And he said, "Ma'am, for that matter, if you're going to address me from the pool, you need to take your dress and your shoes off." And I have never been so offended. Want me to get naked for him.
They're not naked. Can you?
Racism,
it is not.
Racism and sexual harassment.
It is not.
So I do get out the pool because I'm going to give this sucker piece of my mind.
Sarita.
And then he's pointing at my dress and my shoes all dripping all over the place.
Yes.
And then he points over at our bowl of sangria and our wine glasses and say, "You can't do that.
You can't have glass at the pool. You can't have glass. It's got to be plastic."
A lovely summer day, and we just trying to enjoy the facilities and enjoying the sangria. I ain't going to drink sangria out of a paper cup.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand. Hot paradise. Listen to us once and you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
most heard of, unlistened to show in Southwest Florida.
Who are these f***ing guys?
Stan and Haney.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. Jeff Zito joins us as well. Hi, Jeff.
That's always a treat.
It's hey! Always,
Mr. Positivity.
Yeah. Well, he was just talking before we came on. There's no more fun left in this building.
Just a line item, guys.
Yeah.
What numbers are we?
136 and 137. I'll be going in a minute. I'm just hiding in here because I missed my turn.
We should get shirts printed up. Do you know what number you are?
189.
So is he?
And I've been crossed out twice before.
That's true. Is he 136 or am I 136?
Yeah, he's 136.
So I'm 137.
Yep. We're just. You ever notice this where you go to work? Your immediate coworkers, they're first name basis. Hi, Mark Haney. Hey, Jeff Zito. So, hey, Stan.
Hey, 136, and he's 1 what?
89.
189.
Crossed off twice before.
Yeah, you go up to the next level. It's last names.
Yeah.
You know what?
Mr. Zito. And then you go, then you're a number.
I started out feeling good about today, but...
I did, too.
Now, I don't...
Sorry.
You feel like a number, don't you?
Let's keep it going. Let's keep that positive vibe going.
Pass that bottle over.
I don't understand what's going on in my life right now.
What's the matter, Haney?
I was miserable all weekend. I was miserable yesterday. And am I saving it for a Tuesday? Now I feel good.
Yeah, you feel good.
On a Tuesday.
Let me come find out. We feel like a number.
Yep.
Just a number.
136.
Somebody emailed it. I still have mine, believe it or not. But somebody texted it yesterday.
Wait a second. That's a long way between 137 and 189.
Trust me.
I've been crossed out twice.
Who's between 137 and 189?
I don't know.
Other people
that were crossed
and
out.
Roger Marley.
You can't be the bottom of the barrel.
Oh, no, he's not the bottom of the barrel. I think the number goes to 190.
But he's 189.
Yeah, I know. He's not the bottom of the barrel.
Getting close. I have an exit. I even told this to Haney the other day. I have already planned my exit strategy.
I can't allow you to leave.
Yeah, well.
And that's got nothing to do with Beasley. I need you here.
Where were you in 2013?
Here.
We didn't even know what happened. You were just gone.
Yeah.
And then we were taught to do things the wrong way.
Yeah.
Oh, 2000, that was firing number one for you?
And then where were you in 2016?
That was firing number two.
Was that wrong way?
Yeah.
Which one was wrong way?
I don't know. We never accepted him.
He's a good old boy.
He's a good guy. He got screwed harder than anybody.
Well, did you guys know that's the story between me and Ron? Was in 1999, I was fired and replaced by him at WYNF.
Now, you weren't fired when he came in. That was when you got the promotion to Tampa.
Right.
That's what we thought it was.
It ended up being a firing.
And we were not happy about that because things were going nice and smooth here.
I told you, everything was great.
Although... I've seen the toll that it takes on this man being program director.
I hit a wall.
Yeah. He used to be a slap happy, happy go lucky, fun loving.
I saw his older brother a couple of times over the past couple of months. Looks like it could be. First of all, he looks like an athlete, and he looks about 10 years younger than Jeff does.
You know what?
His older brother.
He's 50.
Is he?
53.
Boy, he's lived life good then.
Yeah. He's a golf pro.
Yeah, takes care of himself, looks good.
Must have been, kept under plastic wrap or
something. What did your dad say to me when I...
No, Zito is fearless when, And maybe it doesn't bother you when you go and, you know, it's Thanksgiving or Christmas and you got to get a picture made. Zito knows.
Yeah.
He's looking around and there's all these athletic, good-looking people and Zito's
standing
there.
Oh, he's got a great, your sister?
Yeah.
Great-looking?
Yep.
His older
Wait a
brother?
Second.
Great-looking?
You're after his sister, too?
No.
You watch him around, sisters.
Oh, I know all
I'm just
about
saying.
Him.
And then your dad said that you were the milkman's.
Yeah. I've never really been claimed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we were at the... We were
Except
at the...
by Rock. You got a lot of pictures of you with Rock people.
Yeah, that's the only family I know. Five-finger death punch in the guys.
A lot of the Rock. Because we were at the Rays game. And your dad was introducing me to the entire... I said, man, you've got a great-looking family. And I said, and you got Chevy. He goes, that's the milkman.
Yeah.
You know? And his son's like 7 feet tall and an athlete.
Yes! Oh, and he was talking about that, too, about, you know, how look at Jeff and how's his son, you know, because your dad looks to his grandson with an awful lot of pride.
Mm. Well,
he's picking up where I never
Well,
really
the father says, well, they say it skips a generation.
Yeah. That's what he said.
Yeah. Yeah, he's getting back from him what I could never give.
And then you got to hear all the time about how great Barry is.
Yep, and there's Barry.
Did you play baseball?
I did.
Were you any good?
No.
You know what he is? He is a good golfer. He is. Are you telling me that your brother was and is a better golfer than you?
Not saying that.
But he's a pro.
Yeah, he is. But he's a country club pro. You know,
there's a difference.
There's a huge difference. He's given lessons. And
yeah, but you got to get that card.
Did
That's
you
the
ever
hard part.
Beat your brother in a round of golf?
Absolutely.
Consistently?
There was a time, I think, when I was in my younger 20s where I had him.
Can your brother claim a double eagle?
Probably not.
You can.
At 16. In the Golf Digest.
But back then, nobody cared.
Nobody cares now.
Nobody cares now. No.
That's the, I think, the Stan has always known it. I picked up pretty quick after working with Stan for about 5 years. And the big lesson is nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
And the sooner you realize that, the better.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, you know what? It's like women where they have their birthday week.
Mm-hmm.
And every day is a party and do the... Nobody cares.
Yeah, well, you know what
and
I...
and your mama.
You know what I did on my quinceanera, don't you? I did like 2 or 3 radio shifts.
We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96
No special day for me.
Hell no.
Go, go, where the fashions are. Go, go, where the savings are.
Hey, kids, you know that Stan's Clothing Treasure Warehouse City Emporium World is your in-spot for all the groovy styles. But since Labor Day is almost here, Stan's also has some boss deals on all your Labor Day picnic supplies, like 65% natural ground beef, mostly meat hot dogs, packed or linked, chicken thighs and wings, sorry, no white meat, all your mayonnaise-based salads, like macaroni, potato, and shrimp salad, in convenient 1, 5, and 10-gallon containers, paper goods, like plates, cups, and utensils, including the popular sporks. Keep pests away with Bug Off Bug Spray, tested to be 80% DDT-free, so it's safe even for the little ones. Save big on scratch and dent grills, factory second lighter fluid, plus get bags of ice. Hurry in while they're still frozen. And kids, don't worry. Stan's Clothing Treasure Warehouse City Emporium World Mart Center Place Market still has Mod back-to-school threads on sale. Hey, don't get caught wearing white after Labor Day. Get all the funky fall colors today.
Go, go, where the fashions are. Go, go, where the savings are. Save, save more on family clothing. Go, go.
For the location nearest you, look for our half-page ad in the latest Pennywise Shopper.
We wrote the book on funny. But unfortunately, it's long out of print. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Mike Chiannopoulos from Absolute Law in studio today, taking your legal questions. He's here to help, as he is every Tuesday. Also, Stan's Name That Movie later on today. Chance to win fabulous prizes. Today, the films of Forrest Whitaker. He's been in a lot of good movies.
I thought he only flew in for games.
I know. But we'll have him featured later on today to win some prizes. We'll get you a qualifier today for the Louder Than Life Festival in Louisville, Kentucky. We also have Busch Gardens tickets to give away later on for their beer fest. I'd like to go to this. More than 100 beers from 65 breweries from around the world, plus live entertainment at Busch Gardens going on right now.
Well, you were just up there.
I wasn't at Busch Gardens, though. I went to...
Well, you're in the general vicinity.
Yeah, went to the casino and to the concert.
Why didn't you just, you know, take a week off and stay up there? You're a big wheel.
Yeah, that's what we're told around here. Oh, we...
136.
Yeah. So that's right there, 137. Mm-hmm. I'm told we carry a lot of juice. And as Haney promptly pointed out, the juice is dry.
Yep.
Okay? There is no juice.
I'm afraid that someone attempted to put old wine in a new skin.
Yep. Yep. Grab bag. Brought to you by the Pewter Mug. You know, let's make it Bernie's City Diner today. Brought to you by...
Check that.
Same people, same great places.
Very boldly changing the play right there at the line.
Oh, remind me. I got to tell you, you often ask, how's your Alabama Wildcat doing? And
yeah, what's it up to now? 40, 50 pounds?
Well, I'm going to... you know what? I'll tell you right now before I start the grab bag. Because I knew it wasn't going to work.
But there was so much effort that went into getting that Wildcat.
Oh, I know.
Because it's an Alabama Wildcat. And you dispatched a listener and their young family.
Yes, to bring it down here.
And they had to transport this Wildcat mm-hmm. with their kids.
Yeah, it was just a kitten then.
A mean kitten.
Yeah, and he's meaner. Here's the deal.
You spent a lot of money, too.
Yes, I did.
And you said that it'll only eat certain things, and you got to go to, like, the farm store to get it?
Yep. A grain-free food.
Because it won't eat cat food.
Only protein. So, my girlfriend sees an ad for a cat walker, like cat on a leash. Because she's watching, everybody's out there walking their dogs around. And whenever we open up the door, when the cat knows that there's a dog or another cat outside, it gets real aggressive and charges out. Starts running down the stairs, and we got to go get the cat because he's ready to fight. So she said, if the cat wants to go out that badly, I'll go and get a leash for him.
Oh, geez.
Now, let me explain this.
And you didn't intervene immediately?
No, I did not. I just said, fair warning, cat ain't going to like it. So she orders on Amazon, and that's the name of the thing, Escape Proof cat harness.
Good luck with that.
With leash. Big, long leash. She says, I'll put the harness on the cat, let him get used to it around the house, then I'll hook the leash on. I'll take the cat out for a walk if it wants to go outside that badly and want to mess with dogs.
Let's see where the road of good intentions leads.
So sure enough, the harness is delivered. And she got the largest one that they make for cats. And he can barely fit in it. If we could have gotten it at a size larger, it would have been better. But she said, oh, I'm going to get him in this thing and let him go around the house.
Because they made this to be larger than the largest domestic cat.
It's called Escape Proof. Because if you're out walking the cat, you don't want it to get out of its harness.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's assuming you can get the harness on the animal.
She did.
And how badly was she injured?
Took a couple of tries.
Because I can't imagine the cat liked it.
No.
Was there biting and clawing?
Yeah, a little bit. But the cat mainly thought that like a procedure was being done. So it kind of like got a little scared and didn't move.
Oh, okay.
But she got the escape waterproof harness on the cat. Tight fit. Very tight fit. And it's escape proof because it's got a lot of Velcro.
Well, it's made for puss in boots, not walking a leopard.
It's got a Velcro across the chest, Velcro across the body, Velcro in the back, snaps, and, you know, like when you're putting on a life jacket with the click-on snaps, all escape-proof. The cat had it on for all of 2 minutes, and guess what it did? It escaped out of the thing. It got out of that harness with such ease that you wouldn't dare take the cat outside because the cat...
What did it do? Just pop the Velcro?
Didn't even pop the Velcro. Everything, the harness was still all Velcroed and buckled down.
It just crawled out?
It crawled out of it. And got it as far as, like, almost like Houdini getting out of a straitjacket.
Escape proof.
And the cat's got the, it was on its paw, shook it off its paw, and goes flying across the room. Ta-da! I'm out. The cat was in it for all of a minute. And I mean, it was on snug. Escape proof my ass.
Well, at least it never made it outside.
Yeah, nope. Damn it. Our girl wants some frozen yogurt.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
I think I'll treat myself to a frozen yogurt. This place at the mall lets me do it myself, get the flavors and toppings of my choice, and I'm the judge on the serving size since it's priced by weight. I'll be careful not to overdo it. I don't want the cashier to say that I have the high price of the night. Some awards you don't want in life. Wow, those teenage girls just got a sample and then walked out. That's like shoplifting yogurt. I bet if teenage boys did that, they'd get yelled at. Bad girls get away with so much. Ew, those kids are licking their fingers after sampling the flavors. And their mom says nothing? Ugh, now they're touching all the spoons for the toppings. And now the mom is licking her fingers? Do they understand the purpose of the napkin? I'm getting the feeling there are more live cultures on these handles and spoons than in the yogurt. What's the health rating on this place? I think I'll just go get a gut bomb at Cinnabon. At least those ladies wear gloves.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Oh, look at this Absolute Law text line. This, I got no advice. Hey, guys! Would you have any advice for a young man looking to get into the radio industry, specifically as maybe a board op or a producer, not looking to be on the air, just want to get into the biz?
Well, I mean, it's basically the same thing as if you wanted to work at a drive-thru.
Yeah. Pays about the same, too.
Well, a little less.
It is a little less.
And but you'll be treated like you have an important job.
Yeah, like you carry a lot of juice.
Yeah. Not really like that, just that you'll get yelled at a lot, and you should know better, even though you don't.
It's a thankless job. You don't want to do it. You don't. Just ask Junior. He's learning. this is...
Legacy.
Yeah, I know. You know, it's almost like, you know, when you go to college and you want to get into that fraternity.
Mm-hmm.
Well, legacy.
Mm-hmm.
He's automatically in.
Yeah.
This has made its way around. I'm going to play it because it's that good. A guy in Kentucky broke into his cousin's house while on meth.
And he kept it in the family. He should be all right, huh?
And tried to steal a bunch of random stuff. Not stuff that he even needed. Just a bunch of random stuff. Including a cheese grater. And some body wash.
Yeah, I'm gonna get it all.
Here's his cousin, who still can't get over the fact that his cousin came into the house and stole all this stuff from him. good Kentucky.
Must have been a bad batch around here because Floyd County's went crazy in the last 4 days. When I finally got down here to the house to look see what happened, the door was standing wide open. It looked like he was packing up for a yard sale when he come out. He was lying, throwing his hands and saying stuff like, I didn't do it, you know how rogues do, and blaming on everybody else. He did pull a gun on me when I got back around the house because I guess he thought I was upset with him. Who steals a cheese grater? He's got the works, Lysol. He stole an empty bottle of spray. What got me the most was my soap. He stole my soap. Who steals soap?
The last sane man in Kentucky says.
Yep.
He feels so alone. Must have been a bad batch the last 4 days.
Stole Lysol.
Empty bottle of Sprite.
Yeah. Cheese grater. I wish that I could have a dog instead of a cat. I love dogs, but I'm horribly allergic. And the thing is, and we've talked about this,
because you'd like to be part of that club. You see the parade of people walking their dogs out there. Hey, Dickens!
Here's the thing. A cat don't care about you. If you die, it'll eat you.
Yep.
Dogs have
personalities. And not only will it eat you, if anybody says anything to the cat will go, he wanted it this way.
Yep. Dogs have personalities. Dogs have...
Something happens to you and your dog's around, they're distraught.
Yes. Or, in this case... extremely excited. You gotta see this video. A soldier came home from overseas and surprised his dog with a what the fluff challenge. That's it. That you put the blanket up. Somebody's standing there, dog sitting. You put the blanket up, and then sometimes you do it, you drop it, and you're gone. What they did is they put the blanket up, and they substituted his owner, who just came back from doing a tour overseas, dropped the blanket, and he's standing there. The dog just went nuts. His master had come home. Listen to this. The video's even better.
That's a loop.
Oh, my gosh.
Hi, buddy.
Look at that. Oh, it's awesome. You don't get that out of a cat.
No, and I've seen that myself. You remember when my daughter was very young? As a matter of fact, it was on the air. She wanted a poodle, and listeners called in and said, "We've got a poodle. We got to get rid of it." And so she got that poodle when she was, maybe 3 or 4. And then, her mother does what mothers do and divorced me and moved to the other coast. And I only one time had to pick her up at her house on the other coast. And I get out of the car, the front door opens, and the dog I haven't seen in like 2 years comes bounding out like it's completely lost its mind. It starts biting and pulling on the hairs on my leg, jumping up and down, getting in my car, saying, "Get me out of here."
You don't get that with a cat.
No, you don't. Although,
No, it's different.
I've seen a cat attack people when they're wrong.
Yes. All right. I don't care if you're Stan and Haney on the air. I don't care if you're a TV anchor that has that's doing the nightly news. You're, the president of the United States. The people behind the scenes, their number one rule, whether it's Jr. producing our show, whether it's the director or technician in the anchor booth, or it's the people around the president. Your job is to make the hosts, the anchor, the president look good. So the president does this amazing deal with Mexico, HAFTA. And it's going to work, and he's going to bring Canada to the table.
Trudeau boy is going to learn the hard way.
So the president wanted to make a media thing out of this, rightfully so, I would too. And he's got the president of Mexico on the line. He's in the office. He's got the phone on the desk. He's got the president of Mexico. They can't figure out, his people, how the hell to get the phone on his desk to work to take the call. Oh, it's going to other places.
Are those his people or are they permanent staff?
Yeah, it could be permanent staff. But here it is. And Trump literally had to kill time just to make the photo. And it gets very uncomfortable. And it's not him. It's the people around him whose primary job in a photo op like this, make the president look good because he's got some big news.
And guess what? No photo op, no job for you.
Nope.
And now it's a really good deal for both countries. And we look very much forward to it. And I believe the president is on the phone. Enrique?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can hook him up. You tell me when. How are you? It's a big thing. A lot of people waiting.
Introducing the President, Kenya.
Yes. Oh,
hello?
Now he's on the phone, but different phone.
Can you hear me?
Do you want to put that on this phone, please? Hello? Be helpful.
You would have lost it by now.
Oh, yes.
President Trump.
Thank you.
President Trump, how are you? Good morning.
Thank you, Enrique, and congratulations. That's really a fantastic thing. We've all worked very hard.
And let me tell you something. After that's all over with, rightfully so, heads should roll. But, of course, he fires anybody, they'll go to the media and say that they've recorded things and they've got inside stuff.
Well, and in the federal government, it's next to impossible to fire somebody, from what I've heard.
Make him look good. But you can't, can you? Here's another thing. And then we got to take the break. Get ready for Sunday Night Football and the new Green Zone. What NBC has done is they've gotten rid of the yellow first down line and have enhanced the whole 10 yards with a greener grass, and then it shrinks as you get closer to the first down. Everybody, all the fans that watch the game hate it. Hate it.
And we're going to tell you now on third down is an enhancement. We think you're going to like this. The green zone, we're going to call it. So we are going to paint, in effect, the area that the team has to go to get to the yellow line, the first down line.
You like the yellow
line. And there
line.
It is. So you can follow the progress. We know the yellow line is great. It's been around for a lot of years. But this will show you exactly how far he has to go at any point in the play.
So once again, the fans will know more than the players on the field.
And us, third and 12, and that is caught by Rod Smith. And Smith is in the green zone, trying to get to the yellow line, and will come close, but won't get there. He's out of bounds, and they'll force to punt.
He's in the green zone, headed for the yellow line, and, of course, we're already in the red zone.
People hate it. It's like, why did you change it? You didn't need to change it.
I haven't seen it, but the way it's described, I just think it would be maddening.
It's, if you're looking at the field, and you're
they're trying
at the
to
green
do it
grass.
In real time.
Yes, it gets greener in that zone
as he's running with the ball.
Yeah, it's shrinking. It's following
yeah,
him.
Yeah, okay.
The back of the line.
You know,
following
you know what?
Him.
We have that. It's called Madden.
Yes.
If you want to play pretend and
yep. Grab bag brought to you by
and I mean
Bernie City Diner.
You want to do that for some sort of highlight film to illustrate things? Fine. But you're already asking a lot of us in watching a live game.
Yep. We'll be back. Oh, and I'll talk about it when we come back. Yesterday we put up on the Facebook photos with us. Thank you to everybody that sent in photos. They're great. And I'm going to mention it again when we come back.
It is. There are so many wonderful pictures of D-Train.
Yeah, there's a few of them. We'll talk more about that when we come back. Also, take your phone calls, 277-9600. This is the Stan and Haney program.
It's nice to be important. But it's more important to remain employed at harshly reduced wages and benefits. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Telephone number into the studio so you can talk to us. Area code 239 if you're outside of our immediate area. 277-9600. If you contribute, you could pick up a prize. I'll go over those momentarily. A couple of things I do want to address later on during the email section of the broadcast. We will have an update on what she's calling, not us, Bobblehead Gate. We've heard from Amanda. She has contacted us.
Say it isn't so.
She has updated us, and she heard the conversation on the air about the shipment of the bobbleheads.
She's aware.
Yes.
Okay.
And she's referring to it, not us. She's as Bobblehead Gate, and we'll get you an update later on.
I'm obviously quite concerned.
Also, I was saying...
I thought we'd put that to bed.
I think it's been put to bed, but maybe not. She has information that might be pertinent to the situation.
Now, are we going to be able to handle this in-house, or are we going to need a special prosecutor?
I think we're going to try to handle it in-house. But there may
we can't
be,
have him investigate himself.
There may be calls for a special prosecutor, but we'll get to that. Also,
I'll start writing it up. How does it go? And any other matters arising from the investigation.
Yep. And we'll follow that train as long as it goes. We'll find something.
Because initially, this is about bobbleheads.
Yes.
Who knows where it could end up?
Yeah. Could be about food certificates. Could be about, you know.
I don't even want to speculate.
Driving on bald tires.
It could be. Any other matters arising?
Yeah. Told you yesterday we wanted you to send us pictures on our Facebook page of times that Haney and I have had the opportunity to get a snapshot with you. So many people have asked for pictures over the years. And we've never seen them, or at least most of them. And we asked you, post them on our Facebook
page.
Yeah,
that was a good call.
It was. We got a lot of pictures back. I'd like to continue it. A few people posted that they have pictures. Well, I don't want to. We want to see them. And I would like to, after a week or so, I want to put together a collage of all of our listeners that have had pictures taken with us over the years. And the response, I just mentioned it once yesterday. Great response for pictures. You know, when we're out and about, hey, is it all right if we take a selfie with you? Is it all right if I get my kids in for a picture? Send them to us. Post them on Facebook. And let us take a look at them. We'll put them into a nice collage. By the way, milestone coming up. We're 9 likes away from 8,300 on our Facebook page.
Is that good?
No. We should be at 83,000. But to our credit, those just under 8,300 likes on our Facebook are legitimate people.
Well, why wouldn't they be?
Because a lot of radio stations, a lot of people in this building at other radio stations, you can go and buy likes.
What? Why would you do that?
I don't know.
So it doesn't mean anything.
So then you go and look at it. Oh, we got 180,000 likes. No. The 83, just under 8,300 likes that we have are Stan and Haney family. So we're 9 likes away from 8,300, and we'd love to surpass that today. 277-9600. One other thing I want to talk about, and we were talking about it yesterday. You and your pets in establishments. Somebody's listening to us. There are so many of these microbreweries popping up all around the state. We got a bunch of them here in Fort Myers, Naples, Cape Coral. And I've been to several of them. I like them.
Mm-hmm.
Every once in a while, you go into them, and sure enough, there's the dog lying there. There's, you know, two or three dogs. They're sniffing each other's butts right there in the brewery. Dateline, Fort Myers. Florida health officials to ban dogs from breweries. Hear, hear. The Florida Department of Health recently sent notices to breweries across the state saying breweries will no longer be allowed to have pet owners bringing their dogs inside the breweries. Well,
wasn't aware it was a specific problem with breweries.
Well, here's where the law comes in, and I'm going to read you the law. The Florida Administrative Code, bunch of numbers, states no live birds or animals.
No live what?
Birds or animals, except for crustaceans, shellfish, and fish in aquariums, shall be allowed in a food service establishment, in vehicles used for transporting food, or in any other area or facility used to conduct food service operations, except as provided under another section with a long bunch of numbers.
Well, that would probably be the service dog law or something.
Yeah. Although breweries do not have traditional food service, the law defines food as any raw, cooked, or processed edible substances, ice, beverage, or ingredient used or intended for use in whole or in part for human consumption.
So hair of the dog is not a literal thing.
Right.
They don't actually want the hair of the dog.
So they're brewing beer, and they've got the craft. You got your growlers and all of that stuff. The law's coming down that you're not allowed to have dogs there. Of course, there's one brewery in Jacksonville after receiving notice. They want to start a petition to let your dogs run wild in a brewery.
Well, before they get to that, they may want to take a look at why everybody's shooting up their town.
Yep. 277-9600. Here's what is available this break for you. We have Stan and Haney Babacusaw. We have a complimentary auto health check from Naples Nissan. We had last week for the miracle, tickets to a miracle game, your choice for this week. Stan and Haney bobbleheads, Bernie's City Diner, and Subway. $20 to Subway, your local area Subway store. 277-9600. Contribute to the show. You could get yourself a prize. What do you got for us, Haney?
I get up in the morning, kick the covers from my bed. Sunlight in my eyes, playing tricks in my head. I work like a dog on my job every day. Trying to make some money so I can go to play. In the night time, yeah, it's the right time.
Ahoy.
Ahoy to you, sir.
How are you? Who's this?
This is Darren.
Hey, Darren. Welcome to the broadcast.
20 years, unfortunately.
Well,
the way it's going.
Thank you very much.
I've been listening to a lot of nonsense about... Hell, I lost my train of thought.
All right. Call us back when you get it. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy.
Hey, hello.
Yeah.
Hey there. My name's Rex. I'm down here in Fort Myers.
Yes, sir.
Just calling about what the big deal about the dogs in the brewery.
Go ahead.
Why all of a sudden?
Why all of a sudden? Because breweries, the microbreweries are relatively new.
Somebody's wife was pissed off that there was a dog at the brewery.
And now the change. All right?
Now, I don't know that for a fact, but that's usually how things happen. Somebody's wife.
Here's the deal. And it usually is somebody's wife. There's food preparation. They're brewing beer. That means barley, hops, and rice, and you can't have Fido lapping up on the floor.
Well, I bet all these people bring their dogs.
I'm 100% in agreement with you. I'm in 100% agreement. Dogs,
where is
should
this?
Stay home.
Where is this place?
Oh, I'll talk to you about that. I can't say the name of the place.
Because I see those pictures and it's man.
They got this. You ever see the commercials for the all-inclusive getaways where everything's taken care of? Now, that one that we saw, I ain't going to mention them on air because Haney and I aren't getting a free trip. They got about six destinations, six or seven of them. They got their own properties.
Well, what I saw was a picture, there's this famous resort that's way out in the Pacific where they built like docks, and on the docks are like these beach houses.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's beautiful, crystal clear water, and you're right on the water. And I saw a commercial where it said, not the Maldives, but in the Caribbean.
Yes. And if you got about $8,000.
No.
You can live like a king.
For what, a day?
I think they're a little bit longer than, I think they're like a week. Ahoy, who's this?
Chris.
Hey, Chris.
What's going on?
Hey, what's on your mind?
None, I'm here in Cape Coral.
All right, good. 277-9600.
Thanks for checking in.
Yep. Ahoy.
How you doing?
Good. Who's this?
This is Darren again.
Hey, Darren, did you get your thoughts together?
I did, sir.
All right, brother.
The dog thing in the breweries.
Yes, sir.
You know, I've worked in restaurants, fine dining to you don't even want to know, but...
How do you know?
Yeah.
Might want to know all about it.
Well, I don't want to name any names.
I wish you wouldn't name any names, but you're saying fine dining to maybe a rustic place, a family restaurant, a breakfast joint, a diner?
All of the above, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And I cannot, just, I'm just trying to wrap this whole dogs allowed thing around, my head.
Yep.
And I've seen a lot, dogs by far are probably cleaner than most people.
Yeah.
And
what if you're allergic to them?
Well, then I guess if you can drink beer, you shouldn't be allergic to a dog, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. What the hell? Ahoy.
Ahoy, Stan. Ahoy, Haney.
Ahoy.
Ahoy, who's this?
It's Tom V.
Hey, Tom. Tom V.
This dog thing.
Yes, sir.
The bad part of it is when you're growing something and it's a yeast product and you're growing it, you get any foreign material into that product and it will grow alone.
Yep. Well, let me tell you something. Yeast is a live organism.
It sure is.
It will go, and anything around it or anything that gets near it becomes incorporated.
You don't want to get Stan talking about bacteria and yeast.
Yeah.
Because you can write a book.
You know, well, let me tell you something. It's bad news.
It is bad news all the way around.
Yep.
It will grow.
I know. I know. Keep the dogs out. Yes.
So is he saying that if, like, a dog hair gets in with the yeast, it could grow a dog?
If the hair follicle of the hair gets into the yeast, it's going to attach. The yeast is going to attach itself to that hair follicle.
And what's the harm?
I don't know, but it's not good. I don't work in a lab, you know. But I can tell you right now, it ain't good. Okay, I'm just reporting on it. I'm just the mouthpiece. You got a problem, you go to Tallahassee about it. I don't disagree with them, but they don't want dogs in breweries, okay? Ahoy.
Ahoy, how you doing, guys?
Good, who's this?
This is Tom from Cape Coral.
How are you, buddy?
Yeah, you're talking about the dogs. I was in, I don't know, should I name the...
No, I wish you wouldn't.
Okay. Okay, it was a grocery store.
Okay.
And I'm in the back in the deli section, and I see a woman. She's got a cart there with a blanket, the dog's blanket, up on the top there, and the dog's in the cart. And I went up and I checked out, and I told the manager. I said, you know, what's going on? Why do they have dogs in the store? There's food here. So she said, well, show me where she is. I said, well, I don't know. She was in the deli department before. So I left, and I went back in there a couple of weeks later, and they got the sign on the front of the door.
Good!
Up by the front door, it says you can't put any dogs in the basket.
Good. I totally agree with that, and the thing is that so many establishments are afraid to say anything about it because you're the bad guy if it's a security animal, and if it's for this, and it's for that. They're afraid to say anything. I'm sorry. If you're slicing me some provolone and some Genoa salami, I don't want Rusty sitting right next to it licking its chops.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they had a picture of like a dog in the basket with a line through it.
Yeah, you know, I love it.
Said no dogs allowed in the basket.
Especially around processed meats.
Yeah. What can I get you, buddy?
What do you have? Anything in the Cape?
Well, I can give you $20 to Subway. You got the Subways up there.
Yeah, okay, that's great.
All right, you got it. Hold on. All right, we got to take a break. We'll continue to take phone calls, but they will be for Mike Chiannopoulos from Absolute Law. You got somebody stepping on your throat? You got an ex-wife that's giving you hell? Did you get popped with a DUI?
Screws getting put to you?
Yep. Maybe you got one of that troubled son of yours or daughter got hit by the cops, got arrested, and you want to help them? Mike Chiannopoulos is coming in. He's an attorney, Absolute Law, Esquire, a lawyer. And he comes in every Tuesday to take your phone calls with all of your troubles, and he'll point you in the right direction. You need somebody on your side because, rest assured, the other person's got a lawyer. Mike Chiannopoulos in studio next, taking your phone calls, 277-9600. This is the Stan and Haney program.
Would you like an extended warranty on that? Then keep listening. And please, tell a Beasley today. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, along with Mike Chiannopoulos from Absolute Law. If you want to call Mike, phone lines are open right now. How often do you get a chance to speak one-on-one with an attorney with something that is going on in your life? You may not think it's a big deal, but it could turn into a big deal. Give us a call, 277-9600, and talk to a lawyer. And let me tell you something. Mike Chiannopoulos has been with us for a lot of years right now. And if there's anybody that we've ever known in our lives that will go all out for you and help you, at least give you an answer. He may tell you don't need an attorney. He may tell you you're going to need some help. Now, it might be with me or somebody else, but you're going to need some help. And that's why Mike Chiannopoulos is here. Family law, child support, alimony, visitation. Got the holidays just around the corner. You want to know the ex-wife is doing something?
Hold on a second, Stan.
Yes.
What?
Did he say I could help?
I can help.
You're excited about your song.
Yeah, it's coming.
Because I could, he's making gestures at me and stuff, and I couldn't figure out what
Look,
it was about.
I know you've been practicing.
He doesn't speak the Chinopolis hand sign language.
Well, I didn't know what the hell you were doing.
Well, either. It's all Greek to me, Mike.
Yeah, there you go.
DUI, criminal stuff. You got a problem with a neighbor. You got a problem with a landlord. You got problems with your mortgage.
He is chomping at the bit, Stan. You're going to have to cut your intro
Mike
short.
Chinopoulos.
Or if you just need somebody to sing and dance.
Yeah, Mike Chinopoulos can help. All right, it's all you, buddy, the spotlight.
Better melt, knock it out of the park
melt
today,
it
Mike.
Out like you own it.
I guess when we forget to do it, he feels like he's getting ripped off.
I know, where he's got
right?
Yeah, yeah.
What's wrong with you guys? Don't care what it is. If you need a hand, I can assure you this. I can help. I got two strong arms. Oh, I can help. It would sure do me good to do you good. Let me help. There you go. See?
277.
Belting that out, baby.
277-9600.
Haney's not cheating me this week.
I just want to ask one quick thing, and then I'll shut up, I promise. For your average American who is just looking at things from the outside, how does it make sense when you see that, like, Hillary Clinton flat out lied to Congress multiple times? It's
absolutely
demonstrable.
Absolutely.
And Trump and everyone around him is being treated the way that they're being treated, with the full force of the government going after anything they possibly can. Can we say that we have a legitimate justice system, or
no,
has everything just been...
No. And, you know, the law has been politicized over the last 10 years, and particularly over the last five, in a way that I've never seen it before in my 28 years.
So it was better in the past.
It was, absolutely. The judicial arm of the government, of the triumvirate, remained above politics and made a specific effort to stay out of politics and just be the judiciary, which is the way this was designed. And now, you know, politics, I mean, the law has been so politicized that the law has no value these days. I mean, look, Hillary Clinton did what she did, and with the server and the classified
material.
And
everybody
knew
it. And, you know,
but at that same time, we prosecuted an E-4 in the Navy who took a picture of himself at his duty station to send to his parents so they could see what he was doing. And there was classified material in the room, and we court-martialed him and put him out of the Navy. But yet Hillary Clinton can have all that classified information, and nobody does anything.
Can it be fixed?
You know, it can, and I was hopeful that President Trump was going to do that. He came...
I was hopeful with Jeff Sessions initially. I don't understand what's happening.
Yeah, I don't either. And, you know, Trump came from a background that did not include any significant political positions, and I think that's why the country swarmed around him, because they wanted an outsider who wasn't a Washington Beltway insider and wasn't going to do business as usual. They want governmental reform of all this crap that goes on in Washington, and I think that's why the country sent Trump there, to drain the swamp, as he said. He can't do it. I've never seen, and I've researched, and I can't find any place in history where a president of the United States has been treated like he is being treated. His own party is sabotaging him. I mean, this is craziness.
Total obstruction.
And you know, I take personal affront to that as a citizen, because
if you don't have the courts as the last resort,
right,
you got nothing.
But the American public has spoken, whether you voted for him or not. Just like Obama, when, you know, there were some people who didn't want Obama in office. All right? They accepted him because the country spoke. He's the president. He's my president, whether I voted for him or not.
I believe his quote was, elections have consequences.
Yeah. And the same thing is true for Trump, though. Whether you voted for him or not, I'm sorry, he's our president. Get behind him or get out of my country. And unfortunately, all the other representatives, who, by the way, need to be reminded that they work for us. Okay, there are representatives. There are employees. They're up there undermining the people's choice to send Mr. Trump to be the president. And I think it's outrageous. And I think everybody who's involved in that should be impeached and sent back home. These career politicians. You know, Bill Nelson's a fine example of that.
Oh, don't even bring him up.
You know, he should be, I hope he doesn't get reelected. He should be sent home. He should be ashamed of himself.
2779600.
Before we do that, I want to give a shout out to the men and women who are security at the Lee County Courthouse. They're good men and women, and they work hard, and they keep us safe. And the deputies that work down there at the courthouse, most of them, believe it or not, listen to this show.
Oh, they love you guys.
They're good people.
They listen to you 5 days a week.
Yep.
They love you guys, and I just wanted to give them a shout out. They're always asking me how you guys are and blah, blah, blah.
They're great people.
You know what I love about them? They know if you're at the courthouse, with very few exceptions, it's probably not a good day for you.
Right.
And you got to go through and take everything out of your pockets, and they get it. They make it as easy as they can.
Yep. They do. They do.
Love That's them over there. The They're good people. Chris has been on hold the longest. Let's go to Chris. Chris, thank you for holding. You're on with Mike Chinopoulos from Absolute Law.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Chris.
I'll make this short. I have a 16-year-old stepson. He's going to be driving when he's 17. He's a hothead.
Yep.
If the car's in his name, the insurance is in his name, and he does something stupid, which we all think he will anyways, are we still liable in any, you know, within lawsuits or anything like that?
If the car is only in his name, that's helpful, because if you or your wife or his mom or whoever are on the title, then that's going to come back. You're going to have some responsibility. However, if he's underage, there is something known as vicarious liability. And so you can still, that's right, you can still get drug in. You're going to be responsible for his actions, at least to some degree under the law.
So he's going to be 18 till he drives, is what you're saying.
You know, that would be my choice.
Yep. There you go.
All right.
You know. That's a call my dad could have made many years ago.
2779600. On line three, just an L is on here as far as a name goes. So let's find out who this is.
Well, you know what they say, Stan. Take the L out of lover and it's over.
This is L.
Oh, I like that.
You're on with Mike Chinopoulos. Who's this?
Al? Yes, sir.
Okay.
So he wrote L instead of Al.
Al, you're on with Mike.
We're not in Saudi Arabia.
Stan, Haney, Mike, thank you. Quick question for you. Last week I was just nollied on two felonies, which was really obvious that I didn't do. It was
probably a campaign finance deal.
You were what on you were what on two felonies?
Nollied. No pros.
Okay. Nollied. I'd never heard that before. All right. No pros. I got you.
Okay.
What does that mean,
Mike? Is,
no prosequi means no prosecution in Latin.
Okay.
Because it sounds more impressive in Latin, and we can charge more money for that.
Of course it does.
Go ahead.
My question is, in my job, I do a lot with background checks. Now, I've never been convicted of anything. I've never had a parking ticket. Would it be in my best interest to get a...
Expungement. All right. You only get one expungement in your life in Florida. And so you got to be careful about what you want to use it for. And if you have no other criminal history and you just have this, that's fine. The problem is you're not going to be entitled to expungement because you weren't actually adjudicated for anything. They decided not to bring charges. And so the question then becomes, can you expunge your arrest record? Okay.
Correct.
And there is a way to do that. You can call my office, 239-ASK-MIKE, 275-6453, and make a phone conference for me with me, because there's going to be some questions I need to ask you that are more appropriate off the air, and then I'll tell you, hey, I think I can do this for you. Here's how much it'll cost, and you decide if you want to do it.
All right.
Okay. Now, because I wasn't convicted of any felonies, am I still good on background checks as far as I haven't been able to buy a gun for a year and a half because I've been in and out of court. So
right, but now that's done. Since you weren't charged, that's done. And
yeah, he's not a felon.
Right, and they can't hold those arrests against you in terms of a weapon, okay?
Okay.
Because they were charges, not convictions. But I'll tell you this, when you're looking for a job, oftentimes I've seen the questions, have you ever been convicted of a felony or a crime involving moral turpitude? And then the next question will be, have you ever been arrested?
Yep.
Correct.
Okay, so you're going to have to
and
say
and then you're
yes.
up against somebody who's about the same as you, and they don't have anything on their record, and they get hired.
That's right.
But that's
right.
Yeah. The thing. Have you been convicted? But there's always on that. Have you ever been arrested?
Right.
Well, right.
You have
I
been.
I don't think that question should be allowed, and I don't think
I
arrest
don't
record should show up.
You can be arrested for anything.
Yep.
That's correct. And I don't think arrest records should show up because unless it's a conviction, you haven't done anything wrong. And the whole notion of innocent until proven guilty should ring
exactly.
truth and justice throughout the entire society, mm-hmm. not just in the courtroom.
All right, buddy.
All right, when's a good time to get a hold of you?
Just call there anytime. You can call there now, and Samantha will set you up an appointment to speak with me.
Excellent.
All right,
thank
Al.
You very much.
There you go, buddy.
Right. Yeah, we've talked about that in the past, and that is just... so unfair.
It is. Yeah. Joel, line one. Joel, thank you for holding. You're on with Mike.
How you doing, Mike? It's a pleasure.
Hey, Joel, what do you got for us today?
Well, I'm. This is only an answer you can give me. I have tenants in my house. Actually, it's my mother's house, and she's in rehabilitation, and she's being taken care of, and now I have to take over the house. The people we have upstairs, well, it was no dog. Now they have two.
They have a lease, Joel?
We have a lease, but it's in her mother's name.
Okay. But does the lease say who can live there? It should.
Well, yeah, it was no dogs, no kids, no...
All right. And they're in violation of that, right?
Oh, we lost
breaking up there, Joel.
We lost
you there?
You, Joel.
All right, let me answer Joel's question real quick. Joel, if the lease says no pets, no dogs, no whatever, and they're in violation of that, what you have to do is you have to send them what's called a 3-day notice, and you post it on their door, and they have 3 days to cure the breach. If they don't cure it in 3 days, then you can immediately have them removed. Okay? And you're probably going to need help doing that. 239, ask Mike. We'll get you taken care of.
Here's Michael on line two. Michael, you're on with Mike Chiannopoulos.
It's Mark.
It's Mark?
Yep.
Hey, Mark, Mike Chiannopoulos. How can I help you today?
Remember the first rule, Junior?
Thanks, dude. That's two, Dom.
Yeah. Mark, go ahead.
Mark, I'm the primary in one of the cars that I, the secondary. I was wondering if I have ever any legal right to take the car away.
So I go and buy a car, and I'm the primary borrower, and you co-sign my note? Is that what you're saying?
I'm the primary, or maybe I should be the primary, and the person that drives the car is the co-signer, I guess. I'm not really sure. I'm pretty sure I'm the primary on it. The registration, everything is in my name.
All right, so here's the deal. Who signs the promissory notice? Who's responsible for paying the money back to the bank? All right, who's on the title to the car is who has the right to possess the car. If your name is on the title, yes, you have every right to go and get it.
Okay.
All right?
Yep, thank you.
There you go.
All right, good luck.
I would also correct the top one there. There are a lot of names on that one.
You know, that can be a dicey situation. Is he entitled to go onto private property and take that car?
You know, there is a self-help statute, and so it would depend on that. But he's absolutely entitled to recover possession of that car. Now, if it's jointly held, it's him and the person who's the primary driver, and it's him and him or her, it's Joel and him or her, or it's Joel or him or her, then things might be a little bit different with the and or because it belongs to both of them. But he will absolutely have the right to go get that car. Whether he has the right to violate somebody's right to peaceful and quiet enjoyment of their property is a whole different question.
He shows up in somebody's driveway and somebody comes out and goes, hey, you're not stealing that car.
Right. Hopefully he has keys to it.
And get it out fast.
Well, yeah. Stan, you've been down that road before.
I sure have.
But, yeah, you know, great if he can avoid confrontation. But if he does, it doesn't mean he's 100% in the right.
That's correct.
We got time for one more call. I know we have people on hold, but we're running out of time. But we'll tell you how you can still talk to Mike Chiannopoulos if you need to get a hold of him. We're going to talk to Ray right now. Ray, you're wrapping it up for today. You're on with Mike.
Thank you. I have a quick question in reference to a healthcare company. I have an HAR, and they're not allowing me to use my TRICARE in conjunction with my insurance because they say it's a discount program. I wonder, it's not. I have second insurance. Is that legal?
It doesn't sound like it to me, because it should be the excess insurer or the secondary insurance provider. And so I would probably want to dig into that. And if what they're saying is true, I would say, show it to me. Show me the law. Show me the administrative regulation. Show it to me. Let me look at it. Let me take it to my lawyer.
Are they required to do that?
Yeah, if they're going to deny it. And if they deny it and don't show you that, then you can bring an action and compel them to show it to you.
Yeah, that's where I'm at now. I'm asking them to show me in writing, and they haven't answered me in 4 days.
Right.
How can they tell veterans they can't use their insurance?
Right. I agree. There's some doctors that don't take TRICARE, however. I've experienced that. And I'm not sure they're supposed to do that either, but it just wasn't worth me fighting about.
Yeah. Well, it's like I said, with the HAR card, they're not allowing me to get a better rate at my prescriptions and medical care because of that. So that's why I'm seeing if it's going after.
And HAR is just your private insurance.
Yes, but it's ran by the healthcare company that's doing our health care.
Right. Yeah, it doesn't sound right to me. I'd dig into that if I were you.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much.
What are those terms, TRICARE and HAR?
HAR is just a private insurance company that he has. Okay. TRICARE is the military healthcare company, and they provide healthcare to all our soldiers, and our soldiers pay a premium for that. When I went in the service, they provided you health care as part of your job. Now you pay for your own health care.
Are you kidding?
Yeah. No. Thanks to Mr.
Active
Obama.
Duty?
Thanks to Mr. Obama. Yeah. You pay for your health care.
Are you kidding me?
No, they've gone around the world shutting down all the military medical installations and switching everybody over to TRICARE that they then pay for.
Why is it we constantly find out it's worse than we thought?
It's part of the peace dividend, man. We don't care that you get shot, stabbed, and blown up. I mean, hell, pay for your damn insurance.
24/7.
Good Lord.
24/7. 239, ask Mike. 239-275-6453. I will answer your phone if it's after normal business hours. Press 6. You'll come directly to me.
And here's a little tip, and I've mentioned this on occasion. Keep the number in your wallet. I mean, you can set it to memory, but if something happens to you, a lot of times you get scattered thoughts, and you're like, whoa, what is it? Keep his number, 239, ask Mike, keep it in the wallet, and Mike Chiannopoulos will always be there for you 24/7, as always on this show every Tuesday. And thank you, Mike.
Appreciate you guys. Have a good day.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back. We're Stan and Haney.
We're all about the Fins at football. 96 K-Rock. Southwest Florida's home for Miami Dolphins football. From preseason. Stizzle and Hizzle in the afternizzle. A 96 K-Rizzo. That's right. We're quite hip and on the sharp cutting edge of 1999, biatch. Well, it's more serrated than sharp, but it gets the job done. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. It's the Stan and Haney Show. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. And congratulations to Ricky Vaughn. Ninth caller got himself qualified for the Louder Than Life Festival in Louisville, Kentucky. In the running now for the airfare, the hotel, the concert, all that stuff. We'll be doing the grand prize drawing on this show, I think, towards the end of the week. But Ricky Vaughn, you're in the running. So keep listening for
way to go, Wild
finger
Thing.
Licking good, you can get qualified.
Remember when he pitched for the Indians?
Damn right. You know, they just showed President Jimmy Carter being interviewed by Neil Cavuto.
Who dressed him today?
He's wearing his Habitat for Humanity stuff. He's been involved in that, in building houses.
Forever.
Forever. This guy, Jimmy Carter, President Carter, is in his, mid-90s. He looks great.
Well, he had a scare.
Yeah, he did. He had the I guess something on his brain, but he made a full recovery. He looks great. And here's what I'll say about Jimmy
Carter.
That's
what good Christian living will do for you.
Yep, he did not have a successful presidency. History will go and show that he will not be one of the top presidents in our nation's history. especially with the way the economy was, the way things were going with the Iran hostages. But he will go down in history as probably one of the more successful post-presidential careers. The man truly has a heart. The man truly does great work. And for him, everybody has their time. And history will show his post-presidency to be one of the greatest that this nation has ever known. And, well, I didn't vote for, I voted for Reagan. But when he ran for a second term, I wasn't old enough to vote the first time he ran.
That really hurt Ford.
Yeah, it did.
He really wanted that.
But Carter is, first of all, a great man. And his post-presidency is second to none.
Well, you know, he is a man of integrity.
Yep.
And I don't think he was cynical enough to make it in Washington.
Correct. And he wanted his problem in Washington, and believe it or not, you talk about Trump and his own party, Jimmy Carter's own party, the Democrats, fought tooth and nail to get him out. They did not like him because
Ted Kennedy went after
him. In his way, he didn't play ball. When he came to the White House as a Georgia peanut farmer and governor, he went into the White House and said, I'm going to micromanage this. I'm going to decide what goes here, what goes where, who's going to be appointed, and took no advice from anybody. And they turned on him faster than anybody. So you say, people in Trump's own party, the Republicans. Carter had it far worse with the Democrats. They wanted him as far out because he was an outsider. Let's get you updated on traffic.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right. Well, we got an issue here in Fort Myers. Crash. Daniels Parkway and Treeline Avenue. The eastbound middle lane is blocked. Fort Myers hit and run. Andrea Lane and South Tamiami Trail. And this one, too. Fort Myers, a hit and run. New Brittany Boulevard right near France Eye Care. And you are up to date. Coming up in less than an hour, the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He's got the headlines for you.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
All right.
Stan, you're one of the few people that's intimately familiar with my poetry.
I am.
And if there's one thing I'm known for in the poetic world, it's my poem entitled Smoky Old Couch.
Yep. One of your all-time best.
And I'm not going to do the whole thing, but you know how it starts. Smoky Old Couch, How I Love Thee.
Yep.
You know.
Based on a true story.
Yep. Not everybody loves their couch. A 53-year-old woman in Louisiana set her couch on fire because she was convinced it was the devil.
Yeah, I've heard couches taking on a personality, but...
They do.
But the devil?
No. Oh, no. I find that so hard to believe. There's nothing friendlier than a smoky old couch.
Yep, yep. You've said it. You've said it in word.
A 19-year-old guy in Michigan is not learning the proper life's lessons. He has never purchased a lottery ticket that was not a winner.
What? What?
Well, have the details. You know, over the years, there's a little something we've...
Crazy. They're all crazy.
A bride calls off the wedding because her friends and family were so selfish and mean, they wouldn't give her $60,000.
I've heard this story, and it's unbelievable!
A 19-year-old woman had her daddy spend $4.5 million on her wedding. What does $4.5 million get you?
What?
Performances by Mariah Carey, who opened for Elton John.
Yep. The old private party.
But it turns out that $4.5 million wedding was a trick to make her ex-boyfriend jealous. It worked, and they're back together.
Aw, crazy.
And finally, a woman dumps her boyfriend after a random stranger's tweet exposes that he's a dog, a big-time cheater.
Jeez.
Thanks, Ms. Budinski.
Yep.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter. Always important. That's why we now bring to you the 4 o'clock fluffer. Mark.
Stan.
Everyone.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies.
Huh. What is it? There's something going on this weekend, isn't there?
Yeah. It's a holiday, nationally. Labor Day!
That's it.
Labor Day, 3-day weekend.
The perfect time for a little barbecue.
Yeah.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
fun facts about barbecuing.
Fun facts about barbecuing.
The basting brush you use for barbecuing can also double in a pinch to dust crabs from the pubic region.
Yeah.
To be safe and avoid burns while barbecuing, always use something long and thick to prod the meat. Men love barbecuing because it's the special time they can drink beer and look productive. Memphis and Kansas City each claim to be America's barbecue capital.
Oh, yeah.
Coincidentally, neither lays any claim to being America's exercise capital. If you're at a barbecue and you happen to see Suge Knight there,
yeah,
rest assured, there'll be gunfire.
Oh, Jesus, Mary and Joseph!
I love that.
William Jefferson Clinton was the first president to not only barbecue an oinker in the White House, but also cheat on his wife with one.
Then just get all fat and sassy.
I love her.
Yeah.
When not actively barbecuing, you can also make use of your grill to burn the personal belongings of missing prostitutes.
Oh, I don't think I've left this hard in like 10 years.
Flipping the same piece of meat over and over and over again does not make it look like you know what you're doing.
That's right.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Those little pieces of metal that come off the wire brush are often the most nutritious portion of the meal.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, you do.
Paul. Pork is one of two things everyone loves to cook in the backyard.
Yeah.
The other, of course, being meth.
Yeah, that tickled him.
And finally, the very top fun fact about barbecuing.
Yes.
Not a lot of people know this. Barbecuing was invented by women to trick men into doing the cooking for 3 months out of the year.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Woo!
And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Elvis has left the building.
That's it, baby.
Thank you, Freddie. Email. You know what? I'll tell you right now. I'm going to set all the emails aside except for Bobblehead Gate.
This is very disturbing, and we've been waiting for this all day. Do you want to set the table here?
Yes, I'd be glad to. A couple of weeks ago, our listener, Amanda, who lives in another state, emailed us. She would like to have a Stan and Annie set of bobbleheads for her boyfriend for his birthday.
And see, the thing is, that's normally, it's against policy.
Yeah, we normally don't mail stuff. You gotta come and pick them up.
The company won't do it. But in this particular case, for whatever reason, the mood I was in that day, I said, you know what? I'll go into my own pocket so she can get her bobbleheads.
Right.
And so I gave a crisp $20 bill to Junior so that he could mail the bobbleheads to this nice lady.
And there seemed to be a significant delay. I know he was short on cash. It appeared that he might have used the money for personal reasons. And
there was no change.
And there was no change back from the $20. And then when we called him on it, he claimed he mailed them but didn't know how much it was, didn't get a tracking number, had no receipts.
Claimed he didn't know what, second day delivery means.
Yeah, what's that? I mean, we even had his mother on here and she doubted him.
Mm-hmm.
Now we hear from Amanda.
And this is supposed to be the recipient of the bobbleheads that caused so much controversy.
And apparently there is good news in this, but also questionable news. Ahoy, Stan and Haney. Good afternoon. I can confirm the bobbleheads have arrived.
Oh, thank God.
My boyfriend Mark and I were on a road trip to see the Monmouth Caves in Kentucky and just arrived home yesterday evening. The bobbleheads yesterday evening were in the mailbox with a tracking number. The bobbleheads are a gift to my boyfriend Mark for his birthday. Tell Junior that if he needs $10, I can send it to him until he gets his paycheck. Which indicates to me the cost of the postage was $10.
Tracking number.
Yeah.
Does that line up with when he claims to have sent it?
I will get to that in a second. I did not expect to be brought up so many times on the air. It was hilarious.
Because your call is important to us.
It was hilarious listening to this play out while we were on the road. I'm not sure who texted before saying they were me, but I don't normally listen live. I listen to your podcasts. So it was definitely not me.
Another layer of intrigue.
Mm-hmm. If you want to know what day and what time those bobbleheads...
That could have been Russian hackers.
Yes. If you want to know what day and what time those bobbleheads were shipped, please let me know, because I will be glad to send you the tracking information to see if it coincides with the time you gave him money, Haney. We can solve the bobblehead gate scandal once and for all. Please let me know if you want that information. By the way, this is for D-Train. We thought Kentucky was great and had no idea there was so much to do there. Because D-Train never tells it. Yeah, I went to a diner.
Is her email done?
We love you guys. Sincerely, Amanda.
Thank you, Amanda. Should we offer Junior one last chance to tell the truth before we pull the tracking information?
That's fair. I will not request tracking information and delivery dates. He's got one more chance to admit what he did. Junior?
So, it might have gone out maybe a day later than I said.
A day later or more than a day?
A day later.
Day, 2 days maybe?
One day.
So, when we ask you... Initially, when you sent it, you said 2 days ago, but it wasn't 2 days ago. It was 1 day ago.
When we brought it up.
Yes.
How is that to your advantage? Why wouldn't you just said I mailed it yesterday?
Fess up to it.
Is it too late to plead the fifth?
Yes.
Yes, it's too late because you know what? I don't buy even that story. I'm getting the tracking number. I'm getting the actual...
Did you just think it sounded better to say 2 days ago instead of yesterday?
That could have been a thought in my mind.
Okay.
Hey, I don't get it.
He's learning. He's learning.
Do you still claim to not know how much money it costs to send it?
I'm sticking by that claim.
She claims it's $10.
And it has a tracking number,
yep.
But he didn't retain the tracking number.
I'm getting the info. I am. He's very early on in his tenure with
us.
This has to stop. I'm going to stop it in its tracks now.
Did you give the person at the postage facility, did you give them any instructions?
No.
So, this is what I'm picturing in my mind. You walked into the postage facility, you put a box on the counter, said nothing, and handed the lady $20.
And walked out.
Basically.
We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
We've been ribbed. Ribbed for her pleasure. Hey, it's in the Bible. Look it up. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Mark Haney in the news coming up in about 25 minutes. We're going to play Stan's Name That Movie here in just a second. We'll get to as many movie clips as we can, featuring films that had Forrest Whitaker in them. Big star. A lot of great movies. We'll give you a chance to win if you can name the movie. But first, let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon.
K-Rock traffic.
All right, we'll start in North Fort Myers. Got a crash. Slater Road at the Knights of Columbus.
Uh-oh.
Fort Myers crash, Gladiolus Drive and South Tamiami Trail. Oh, this one is also in North Fort Myers. My apologies. Crash in the turn lane of North Tamiami Trail. And this one here is in Lehigh Acres. Crash. East County Line and Lee Boulevard at the Suncoast Medical Center. And you are up to date. Stan's Name That Movie, Forrest Whitaker Films. We'll get to as many of them as we can.
He's been at it for a long time.
Long time. And if you can name the movie, we'll give you a prize. We got Babacoo Saw. Miracle Game tickets, Stan and Haney bobbleheads.
He's got a pretty good gig, too, because, I mean, when a part like that comes up, it's, can you get me Forrest Whitaker? What about Ving Rhames? Well, there's nobody else.
Yes. We have Bernie City Diner, we have Subway, and a pair of tickets to Busch Gardens and Beer Fest.
Neither one of them are available. What about Terry Crews?
Let's go to movie clip number one. And I'm telling you, if you can name this Forrest Whitaker film and you want those Busch Gardens tickets, you've deserved them. I will tell you that this movie is from early in his movie career.
and was a multiple Academy Award winner. But it might be tough. If you're the first person to identify it, congratulations. I'll release the phones after we play the first movie clip. Name this Forrest Whitaker film. I'd be mighty impressed if you get it.
The Scorpion and the Frog. Ever heard of them? A scorpion wants to cross a river, but he can't swim. Goes to a frog, who can, and asks for a ride. Frog says, "I'll give you a ride on my back. You'll go and sting me." Scorpion replies, "It would not be in my interest to sting you, since as I'll be on your back, we both would drown." Frog thinks about his logic for a while and accepts the deal. Takes the scorpion on his back, braves the waters. Halfway over, feels a burning spear in his side and realizes the scorpion has stung him after all. And as they both sink beneath the waves, a frog cries out, "Why did you sting me, Mr. Scorpion? For now we both will drown." Scorpion replies, "I can't help it. It's in my nature."
So what's that supposed to mean?
A scorpion does what is in its nature. Take off the hood, man.
Why?
Because you can't. And it's in your nature.
Name the movie. Phone lines are now released. You get that one. Nice job. 277-9600. I know you got it.
But it's not a nice job for me because I'm expected to know everything.
Correct.
I can never win.
Ahoy, who's this?
This is Mike from Cape Coral.
Mike from Cape Coral. Can you name that Forrest Whitaker film?
I want to say The Crying Game or something like that.
What?
Well, what is that what you want to say or not what you want to say?
Yeah, I'm not sure, but I think it's The Crying Game.
You are absolutely correct.
Oh, I got it wrong then.
It is The Crying Game. You are correct. Nice job. What would you like?
I'll take a bobblehead.
You got him. Hold the line.
Yeah.
Nice job.
I could swear that's in a totally different movie.
No, that's in The Crying Game. When he was being held prisoner and had the hood over his head. That goes way back. That's in the 80s.
I don't even remember that movie.
I want to say that's the late 80s or early 90s.
What was the twist? They were all gay?
Well, one of them was, but it was a battle between the Irish Republican Army and a lot of...
But it was all about somebody being gay,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Well, The Crying Game. Well, at the end, you find out he's like dressed like a girl.
That was a big twist.
Yeah. Oh, back then it was a shocker. We're up to movie clip number two, Forrest Whitaker films. Name this movie.
Some truths are too much to bear, T'Challa. That is not your choice to make. What happened to him? I promised the king to say nothing. I am your king now!
That's what I thought it was.
Your uncle took a war dog assignment in America. Your father placed me there to observe. Unbeknownst to him, your uncle fell in love with an American woman. They had a child. The hardships you saw there radicalized your uncle.
I observed for as long as I could. The leaders have been assassinated. Communities flooded with drugs and weapons. They are overly policed and incarcerated. All over the planet, our people suffer because they don't have the tools to fight back. With vibranium weapons, they could overthrow every country and Wakanda could rule them all the right way.
He knew your father would not support this. So your uncle betrayed us.
No.
He helped Claw steal the vibranium.
No.
Name the movie. 277-9600. Forrest Whitaker Films. Ahoy, who's this?
Fernando.
Fernando, can you name the movie?
Black Panther.
It is. Black Panther. Just came out this past year. What would you like?
Busch Gardens.
You got him, buddy. Hold on.
He's the man.
Nice job.
Wrong again. I keep thinking it's this one movie.
Well,
everything you're playing, I keep thinking it's this one movie.
Yeah, that Black Panther was his latest film. We got another one for you. We got time. We got time to do one, maybe two more. Forrest Whitaker Films. Movie clip number three. Name the movie.
Me and your daddy saw a wonderful movie the other night. Reminded me so much of you.
Oh, yeah?
What was the name of that movie, honey?
In the Heat of the Night.
In the Heat of the Night with Sidney Poitier. Lord, Sidney Poitier. I love Sidney Poitier.
Sidney Poitier is a white man's fantasy of what he wants us to be. But his movies have him fight for equal rights.
Only in a way that's acceptable to the white status quo.
Ah.
The brother can't act.
What are you talking about? He just won the Academy Award. He's breaking down barriers for all of us.
By being white. By acting white. Sidney Poitier is nothing but a rich Uncle Tom.
Look at you. All puffed up. Put your hat on your head. Coming in here. Saying whatever you want. Girlfriend belching at the table. You don't even feel you gotta go to school even though I gave you the money. You need to go. Yeah. You need to get out of my house.
What?
Get the hell out of my house!
What are you doing? No,
get on out!
No,
you
no,
gotta
no,
go.
No,
I can't take this no more.
We ain't seen this, boy.
Name the
that
movie.
That came out of nowhere.
Yeah, well, he took about all he could take from his son. That militant. name the movie. Win a prize. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, it's PJ.
PJ, can you name the movie?
Is it A Rage in Harlem?
No. No, it is not. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Brent.
Brent, can you name the movie?
Is it Light It Up?
No. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Kim.
Hey, Kim, can you name the movie?
The Butler?
It is The Butler. You are absolutely correct. What would you like?
I'm in Cape Coral. I just got in the car. So can you tell me, do you have any food?
I can give you a Subway. You can go to a Subway up in Cape Coral and get a bunch of footlongs.
Okay, I'll take Subway.
You got it. Hold on. Okay, we'll do one more movie here. I had two more, but we got to cut one short. Well, maybe not if it's fast. Name this Forrest Whitaker film and win yourself a prize.
Lost luggage. The armed forces sincerely regrets any inconvenience due to luggage lost on transport carriers. Personal missing luggage, that should be personnel missing luggage, are asked to drop a card to Major Gerald Kleiner over at the 5th. The card should be no larger than 4 by 5 inches and should describe the contents of your duffel. Major Kleiner requests that you do not describe your duffel, as all duffels look alike. Those personnel with lost bag.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Hey, Sarge, where's the weapon?
Control now?
You got it.
Welcome to Saigon, sir.
Yeah, you can put an eye out with that.
That is warm, huh?
Warm? No. This is a setting for London broil.
I'm Private First Class Edward Montesquieu Garlick at your service, sir.
Well, first thing, Garlick, is you got to requisition a new name.
I like you already, sir. Actually, what I am, sir, is your Armed Forces Radio Saigon assistant who's in charge of orientation and billeting of enlisted personnel and company clerk.
I'm impressed. It's already started.
I understand.
Name that movie. Name that Forrest Whitaker film. Pick yourself up a prize. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is Ron.
Ron, can you name the movie?
Would I be wrong if I said it was Platoon?
You'd be wrong. Name the movie.
Yeah, well, why'd you hang up on him? That was just hypothetical. He didn't say it was Platoon. He said,
I'm not a lawyer. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Steve.
Steve, are you on a speakerphone right now?
Yes, I am.
Get off that speakerphone. I got to hear you, Steve.
Is that better?
No. No, it's not.
No, you just pretended.
Yeah,
How about this?
Kind of better, but I know you're not on the handset.
Yes, I'm just holding on.
All right, what's the damn movie?
Good Morning Vietnam.
It is Good Morning Vietnam. What would you like?
You got the pewter mug?
I don't have the pewter mug. I have Bernie City Diner.
All right.
All right, hold on. We'll do one more. We'll get it out fast. This is the easiest out of them all. Name this Forrest Whitaker film.
Got any Blue Oyster Cult?
No, I don't have any Blue Oyster Cult. I ate 34 pears last time around. Where were you? I was that close to working at 7-Eleven, you know.
Whoa,
what? What?
All right, play me. Tell him. All right, you got quarters?
Well, when are those Earth, Wind, and Fire tickets coming in?
Earth, Wind, and Fire?
Jeez, I haven't heard anything, but the minute I do, I'll let you know.
So, you know, I'm planning on taking my little brother away.
Is that your little brother? He's a good-looking kid.
Great.
Charles Jefferson for Earth, Wind, and Fire, and little brother. And I'll let you know when they come around, okay?
Wow, does he really live here? I thought he just flew in for games.
He knows where to come when he wants some tickets. All right, now go on. Get out of here. Okay? You're messing up my business. Come on, Brad. Let's go get you a woman.
Harry, that's the easiest one of them all. Ahoy, who's this?
PJ.
PJ, what's the movie?
Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
You got that right, buddy. What would you like?
I didn't know what type of prizes, so if you just want to put me on hold with the man, take
sure. Make sure you say hi to Junior. Introduce yourself.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Hold on, buddy. There we go. Haney, a proper outro, please.
Not yet.
Why?
Because those first two movies.
Yeah.
I could have sworn it was The Last King of Scotland.
I had that one there. I left it out. You know the other one I left out? Because it's really hard finding a clip. Bird.
What?
Where he played Charlie Parker.
Yeah, there would have been no jazz without heroin.
Yep. Cha-cha-cha.
And that concludes Stan's tribute to Forrest Whitaker. The fun and games continue next week as Stan pays tribute to Johnny Whitaker of Family Affair. From Radio City in Estero.
A lot of Disney films.
This is Mark Haney speaking.
Tell Haney to put out his smoke and get his ass in here. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Just got a text. Our friend Amanda was listening and sent us the tracking number for the package. It arrived to her yesterday. It was sent on the day we called them on it, Thursday the 23rd, Thursday of last week.
So he's just lied again.
It was sent, because when did you give him the money?
I gave him the money the day of her first contact.
Which was early last week. It was shipped.
I gave him the money the very day this first came up.
It was shipped on Thursday and arrived to Amanda's.
And he's claiming
yesterday.
Initially, he claimed he sent it on what?
I don't know, like Monday.
And then he admitted,
then he said Tuesday.
And then he admitted, well, it wasn't Monday. I lied. I sent it on Tuesday when it was sent on Thursday.
It was sent on Thursday.
Wait, Thursday? No.
Yes.
No, it was before that.
It was sent Thursday the 23rd.
Maybe that's when it was shipped.
Yes, that's when it left here.
But I brought it to the store the day before that.
What? I don't think so.
Numbers don't lie.
Numbers don't lie. No, just sit back.
What a disappointment. Yeah.
Just sit back and...
I'm not saying he can't come back from it.
But it's going to be hard.
Do you regret being less than truthful?
I can't sleep at night.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Okay, we're busy. Let's start in North Fort Myers. Crash Slater Road at the Knights of Columbus. Still working that one. North Fort Myers. Crash I-75 northbound at exit or mile marker 143.
Jesus, you think you know a guy, you know?
Yeah.
You've known him for a good 2 weeks.
Yep. Jesus.
Never would have thought it was in him.
Nope. Crash North Fort Myers, I-75 northbound at Bayshore Road. I think that's the same as exit 143. I don't know. Fort Myers. Crash, 2500 block of Cleveland Avenue. Fort Myers, disabled vehicle, I-75 southbound at Daniels Parkway. Lehigh Acres, crash, Lee Boulevard and First Street West. Crash, Lehigh Acres. Boy, we're busy. Lee Boulevard right at the Wendy's. And one more for you. It's in Estero. Crash, Broadway West and South Tamiami Trail.
You know what? I don't think we should call it Cleveland Avenue anymore. There's not many Grover Cleveland fans left.
No. What should we call it?
Trump.
Yep. Trump Avenue. Mark Haney and the News.
DJT.
Brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. Starts right now.
From News Headquarters, this is the evening news and a special report on federal judges tonight in Trouble with the Law.
Hi, I'm Garrett Gutley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Tuesday, August 28th.
Double M XV Triple I.
Telling it like it is. I'm Mark Haney. Time now for some things you did not know.
Okay.
Which weighs more? A nickel or a penny?
Oh, a nickel.
How much more?
Significantly more.
Exactly twice as much as a penny. Exactly.
And pennies' weights have changed since they went from copper to
crap,
some zinc, to all zinc with a spray on of copper. It's the pen. Well, they still say it costs more to make a penny than it's worth.
Mm-hmm.
But back, you know, when we were kids, it was a copper penny.
You know, being in the radio business, we are on the lowest rung of the show business ladder.
Oh, yes. Very bottom.
But if you're around long enough at any level of show business, you will see decisions made by management that are real head scratchers.
Yep.
Where something is perfectly obvious to you,
yep,
and they go the other way.
Here in showbiz.
Mm-hmm. HBO passed on The Walking Dead.
What?
I guess they had first crack at it, and they didn't want the show. Why?
Why?
They believed it was too violent.
What?
They wanted to go with something safer, like a True Blood.
Yes!
too violent.
Jeez.
You remember the film Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
Absolutely.
Now, see if you can picture in your mind Ferris Bueller's parents.
Mm-hmm.
His parents were played by Lyman Ward and Cindy Pickett. They had not met each other prior to the movie. They met on set and wound up actually getting married.
Aww.
Until they divorced 6 years later realizing what a horrible mistake they made.
Yeah, well, that's showbiz.
Ba-ba-da-ba. Not many people know this, but I'm a poet, and my signature poem is entitled Smoky Old Couch.
Legendary.
Now, I'm not going to burden you reading my poetry, but it's something near and dear to my heart, and that's why this next story I found so disturbing, because I find such comfort in a smoky old couch.
Yes.
But couches can mean different things to different people. A 53-year-old woman near Baton Rouge, Louisiana, was arrested on Friday after setting her own couch on fire.
And that's a smoldering fire. You said with the foam rubber and all, that's a smoldering toxic fire.
Mm-hmm. Now, why on earth would a 53-year-old woman set her own couch on fire?
Because she's just naturally crazy?
Well, she told the police she had a perfectly good reason. She had to do it, didn't have a choice. She had to do it to, quote, get the devil out.
What? Get the devil out.
She apparently believed that her sofa was possessed and that the sofa was what was ruining her life.
Take a look at her. There's a lot of things ruining her life.
But mainly the couch.
What the hell? I mean, how screwed up do you have to be?
The fire severely damaged her mobile home, and she was treated for smoke inhalation. Now she's off to face arson charges.
You know what? I was...
See? And it's the couch's fault.
Yeah, of course it is, because it's got the devil in it.
And she wouldn't be in jail if she hadn't tried to burn the couch.
Here's what I want to do. And I said this to my girlfriend the other night. I want to get one of those spooky-headed ventriloquist dummies. You know, the kind that you always see in the movies that are real.
Yeah.
And I just want to keep them and set them in the corner of the living room. Just let them sit there. Just, you know, a little novelty piece in
Maybe,
the corner.
And occasionally, you know, just set a small flashlight there on the floor so it'll shine up at his face.
Yes! Yes, especially during the holidays.
Yep. Just have it on a timer.
Yeah, there's no
where
way
that
in hell,
light will come on.
No way in hell shit's going to let me. I think it would be cool. I think it's like cool.
You could. With today's technology, it would be so easy to have a little light that would come and shine on its face.
Yes.
And, you know,
just
cast some shadows.
Yep.
And then you could even have, you know, it would only have to be something real small like that. You implant in it. So go,
one of them laugh things. Yeah.
Yep.
I want.
Motion sensor?
Yeah, I guess the early one, they're like made of paper mache and like real human hair.
Yep.
And all those. And if you had the really expensive one, it could move its eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Just have it, you know, in his little plaid suit.
The real deluxe ones are where you can wiggle its eyebrows, too.
Of course. Just have it sitting there.
That's mainly on the Groucho model.
Yep. And it's got a little cigar.
Mm-hmm. You know, plastic thing. Yeah. In a moment.
Yeah.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, you know, when one is 19 years old, one is learning hard lessons, mm-hmm. wittingly or unwittingly.
That is very true.
One 19-year-old is not learning the proper lessons.
That's bad.
And I think life is going to be one big letdown from here on out for this kid. A 19-year-old in Michigan just won $500,000 on a scratch-off ticket.
Wow.
It is only the fourth lottery ticket he's ever bought. And he was not hesitant spending his money on a lottery ticket. Because, again, this is only the fourth ticket he's ever bought. And all of his previous tickets were also winners.
Oh, really?
So he's lost
varying
nothing.
Varying amounts.
He has lost nothing playing the lottery and won $500,000.
Have you ever known anybody? I haven't. Who has won a large amount of money playing the lottery? I'd say from 500,000 up, you know, a million. Then you
no.
got the. I've not met a single person who
no.
has ever won a significant. Oh, I got a $50 scratcher. Oh, I got $100. That's nice. I'm talking about the ones where they take your picture holding the check and you got 500, half a million and up. Never known anybody.
No. And I know they'll produce some pictures, but I'm convinced they're crisis actors.
What?
So the boy just started college, and he says it's a huge relief to have his tuition covered, and he'll need it because he wants to be a doctor.
Okay.
He claimed his money yesterday and angered people even more when he said he's planning to take a big chunk of his winnings and figure out the best way to give back to the community.
Jeez. You know what? You give back to your own people. Your mom.
You see
your
what
dad,
I mean?
He's
learning all the wrong lessons.
Yep.
Everything.
He's 19.
Yep. Everything comes easily. I'm going to be a doctor.
Yep.
I've got enough money where I can just give it to you.
Yep. Let's check back with him and say 5-10 years.
There's a little something we have learned about women over the years.
Crazy. They're all crazy.
This is the story of a woman named Susan.
All right.
And Susan recently posted a bit of a rant on Facebook that is going viral. Susan and her fiancé were all set to get married.
Aww.
But there was a problem. Susan's dream wedding...
And they all got them, by the way.
...cost $60,000. And her fiancé...
Yeah.
...only had $15,000.
Now... Couple of things. Susan's family is supposed to pay for that wedding, not the fiancé. It doesn't come out of the fiancé's pocket. And if it did, and he had $15,000...
Stan, you shut your mouth. This is about Susan
yeah,
and her
special day. If he had $15,000 to put together a wedding, let me tell you something. $15,000 would be one hell of a nice wedding.
It would also be one hell of a down payment on a home.
It sure would. It sure would. Go to the Justice of the Peace, take that $15,000 and put it on a home. But not Susan.
Susan wanted a, quote, extravagant, blown-out wedding.
Shut up.
Where Susan could live her dream of being a Kardashian for a day.
My head's gonna explode!
Well, you can see Susan's dilemma. She went to all of her friends and family to ask them to help cover the $60,000 cost, the $60,000 she required to have the wedding she so richly deserves.
It's all about her.
She wrote, quote, "We've sacrificed so much and only asked each guest for around $1,500
to have the privilege of attending her wedding.
But when only 8 people sent her checks,
Eight people actually did?
Yes. Obviously, that's unacceptable, and Susan had a bit of an emotional breakdown.
Mm.
And did the only thing she could do.
What's that?
Called off the wedding altogether.
It's over. You don't care about my feelings.
And it doesn't end there.
Of course not. It's her wedding.
She called off the wedding because she didn't get the money. And evidently, her fiancé was not there for her emotionally to comfort her over the fact that people wouldn't give her money.
Her mean friends.
So she did the only thing she could do.
What's that?
She not only called off the wedding, she dumped the guy.
Well, he dodged a bullet.
And now, she's going to South America for 2 months to rid herself of all the toxic energy.
Good. Catch something down there.
Rid herself of the...
It's so toxic.
Guess what? You being away for 2 months is going to rid somebody of toxic energy.
Yep.
But South America better look out. Incoming toxic energy.
Yeah.
Well, a happier story for a 19-year-old woman.
Ah.
Named Irene Bellanova.
Ah, cute little Italian thing, I bet.
No, her daddy is what they call a Russian oligarch.
Oh.
Who's worth around $3.5 billion.
All right, Russian bride.
And in January of last year, she got married.
Aw.
Now, Susan and her little $60,000 wedding isn't that cute. Irene's wedding tabbed in at $4.5 million.
Well, she's from a rich Russian family.
Mm-hmm.
That means a whole different ball game.
$4.5 million. What do you get for that? Well, I guess it was a nice room.
Oh, I bet.
And also, not one, but two featured wedding performers. You had Ms. Mariah Carey opening for Elton John at her wedding.
I'm looking at it. It's for real.
But Irene recently disclosed that her high-budget wedding was in reality just a ruse.
It was?
Yes. Why did she do this?
Why?
It was part of an elaborate scheme to make her ex-boyfriend jealous.
So she carried out with this Mariah Carey and all this stuff, had the, but it was just to make her ex-boyfriend jealous.
Yes.
Sick.
And it worked out perfectly, just the way she wanted it. She's divorced her husband and is happily back with her ex.
Oh.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Look at the beautiful cake. Who else was there? Mariah Carey and who?
Elton John. Huh? You might have heard of him.
Well,
piano player.
Yeah. Don't shoot me.
Bill? Bill? Bill. A woman named Alexis in Waco, Texas.
Had a $50 wedding.
She was out getting breakfast on Saturday morning when she couldn't help but overhear a conversation that she felt compelled to tweet about.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Stay out of it.
Now, they only list her first name as Alexis, but I believe I can reveal, I believe her last name to be Budinsky. Here is what she tweeted after overhearing a conversation at breakfast. Dear Hannah, the nursing student in Dallas, I heard your boyfriend at the taco stand this morning talking about how many times he's cheated on you since he's been back at Baylor. He's trash. dump him.
Who are you?
People started retweeting Ms. Budinski's tweet. It went viral, and by the next afternoon, it made its way directly to Hannah, the nursing student in Dallas. Hannah then tweeted, quote, "I dumped him just to update everyone."
Right.
And then, as an extra kicker that's such a sign of the times, once her follow-up went viral, she posted another tweet where she gave out all of her info and asked people if they'd like to contribute money towards her student loans.
Oh, stop it! Stop it! Are you serious?
I am perfectly serious. That's how the world works now.
It didn't work that way for me.
Poor girl couldn't even get 60 grand for a wedding. What's the world coming to? And that's the news for today, Tuesday, August 28th.
Double M XV Triple I.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Mucky Haney, telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news. Gee.
We don't belong in this world.
We don't. This is insane.
This is not anything we were taught.
We'll be back.
We've got our finger on the pulse of our numerous enemies. For the sake of clarification, the pulse is most easily located by firmly grasping the jugular vein and squeezing hard. Stan and Haney in the afternoon on 96 K-Rock.
Hey everybody, Stan and Haney, thank you for spending the afternoon with us. Roger Marley in at 6 o'clock to take you through your evening. Let's get you updated one more time on traffic for your drive home.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, we'll start North Fort Myers. Got a crash. Tamiami Trail and Cardinal Drive. Also in North Fort Myers, crash. Hancock Bridge Parkway and North Cleveland Avenue. Fort Myers. Got a crash. South Point Boulevard at Cypress Lake Drive. Fort Myers. Crash. Miramar Lakes Boulevard and Ben Hill Griffin Parkway. Fort Myers. Crash. 2500 block of Cleveland Avenue. We'll move to Lehigh Acres. Got a crash. Lee Boulevard and First Street West. And in Bonita Springs. Crash. South Tamiami Trail right by the glass shop. And you are up to date. On this show.
That's quite an honor.
Yep.
Bo knows good radio.
Damn right.
He wore a gun on his hip and a rose on his chest.
Sing it louder, girls.
If only you were producing it.
Yeah.
He must be.
Can I get some cooperation?
When my daddy comes to town,
somebody want to mic him properly too.
When the sun goes down, sheriff standing in the doorway. You know he's so scared. You say, yeah.
We're dealing with a rock and roll Hall of Famer here. Can he be mic'd properly?
He's a gunslinger.
Yeah. What?
He's a gunslinger.
Yep, I can't hear her.
It's time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic.
classic comedy like it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
So anyway, so I'm poor and famous, right? So I have sex with this American woman, consensually. I asked her. She said yes, she enjoyed herself. Anyway, so I had sex with this woman, and she thought because I was on the TV that I had money, so she tried to extort me for $50,000. She goes, I have a sex tape of yours, and I'm going to sell it. And I went, try. I don't know what the market is for the podgy, pale Australian guy who lasts a minute and a half, but see what you can get. And then she goes, well, I have a photo of you doing cocaine. And I went, everyone does. I've done cocaine off photos of me doing cocaine. And you want to extort me? Why don't you get a picture of me being nice to my mother or opening a door for a woman or something off brand?
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we'll be back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. This is the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock. We leave you this afternoon with this. A couple of weeks ago, our listener, Amanda, who lives in another state, emailed us. She would like to have a Stan and Haney set of bobbleheads for her boyfriend for his birthday.
And see, the thing is, that's normally, well, it's against policy.
Yeah, we normally don't mail stuff. Because you gotta come and pick them up.
The company won't do it. But in this particular case, for whatever reason, the mood I was in that day, yeah. I said, you know what? I'll go into my own pocket so she can get her bobbleheads.
Right.
And so I gave a crisp $20 bill to Junior so that he could mail the bobbleheads to this nice lady. Claimed he didn't know what, you know, second day delivery means.
Yeah, what's that? I mean, we even had his mother on here, and she doubted him. Now we hear from Amanda.
And this is supposed to be the recipient of the bobbleheads that caused so much controversy.
And apparently there is good news in this, but also questionable news. Ahoy, Stan and Haney. Good afternoon. I can confirm the bobbleheads have arrived.
Oh, thank God.
My boyfriend Mark and I were on a road trip to see the Mammoth Caves in Kentucky and just arrived home yesterday evening. The bobbleheads yesterday evening were in the mailbox with a tracking number. The bobbleheads are a gift to my boyfriend Mark for his birthday. Tell Junior that if he needs $10, I can send it to him until he gets his paycheck. Which indicates to me the cost of the postage was $10.
Tracking number.
Yeah.
Does that line up with when he claims to have sent it?
I will get to that in a second. I did not expect to be brought up so many times on the air. It was hilarious.
Because your call is important to us.
It was hilarious listening to this play out while we were on the road. I'm not sure who texted before saying they were me, but I don't normally listen live. I listen to your podcasts. So it was definitely not me.
Another layer of intrigue.
Mm-hmm. If you want to know what day and what time those bobbleheads...
That could have been Russian hackers.
Yes. If you want to know what day and what time those bobbleheads were shipped, please let me know, because I will be glad to send you the tracking information to see if it coincides with the time you gave him money, Haney. We can solve the bobblehead gate scandal once and for all. Please let me know if you want that information. By the way, this is for D-Train. We thought Kentucky was great and had no idea there was so much to do there. Because D-Train never tells it. Yeah, I went to a diner.
Should we... Is our email done?
We love you guys. Sincerely, Amanda.
Thank you, Amanda. Should we offer Junior one last chance to tell the truth before we pull the tracking information?
That's fair. I will not request tracking information and delivery dates. He's got one more chance to admit what he did. Junior?
So, it might have gone out maybe a day later than I said.
A day later or more than a day?
A day later.
Day, 2 days maybe?
One day.
So, when we ask you initially when you sent it, you said 2 days ago, but it wasn't 2 days ago. It was one day ago.
When we brought it up.
Yes.
How is that to your advantage? Why wouldn't you have just said I mailed it yesterday?
Fess up to it.
Is it too late to plead the fifth?
Yes.
Yes, it's too late because you know what? I don't buy even that story. I'm getting the tracking number. I'm getting the actual...
Did you just think it sounded better to say 2 days ago instead of yesterday?
That could have been a thought in my mind.
Okay.
I don't get it.
He's learning. He's learning.
Do you still claim to not know how much money it costs to send it?
I'm sticking by that claim.
She claims it's $10.
And it has a tracking number,
yep.
But he didn't retain the tracking number.
I'm getting the info. I am. He's very early on in his tenure with
us.
This has to stop. I'm going to stop it in its tracks now.
Did you give the person at the postage facility, did you give them any instructions?
No.
So, this is what I'm picturing in my mind. You walked into the postage facility, you put a box on the counter, said nothing, and handed the lady $20.
And walked out.
Basically.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.